Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I want you to be able to be resilient in your life and to bounce back from whatever adversity, whatever trial, whatever hardship that you have. And you can do it through Christ who strengthens you. Let me read to you Philippians 4, very famous verse in the Bible. Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty, hunger, abundance, and want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you look at the great people in the Bible, and Paul was certainly one of them, they all had their problems, adversities, hardships, difficulties, trials, sufferings. And what distinguished them was their ability to bounce back. For example, Paul the Apostle, stonings, shipwrecks, scourgings, persecutions, but he kept pressing on. And as you heard, he learned the secret that he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. And maybe you're not in a shipwreck or a stoning or a persecution, but you've got your own difficulties. And I want you to know that you can be resilient. You can keep getting up. You can bounce back. And you can do it not in your own strength, not just by being determined, but through Christ, through the resurrected Lord who strengthens you. In the Old Testament, another person, Jeremiah, the great prophet, rejected by religious leaders, thrown into a pit, and he continued to preach, continued to prophesy, became one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. That beautiful verse that he prophesied about, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans for your welfare. What a prophet of hope, even though he was thrown into a pit. What's that? Resilience, bouncing back. And then, of course, Jesus himself, and there's many other people I could refer to in the Bible, but Jesus himself, rejected, betrayed, denied by his friends, by religious leaders, of course, put to death on a cross. And on the way to the cross, he was so resilient and he kept bouncing back and from all these different things. I oftentimes walk the Stations of the Cross that we have here at our retreat center at Holy Name in Houston. And as I'm walking the Stations of the Cross, I notice that three times Jesus falls, and three times he gets up. And this is the worst moment of his life. He's traveling to his very own death. It's like digging your own grave. And yet Jesus got up, and he got up again, then he got up again, and it was all for you and me. I love that verse in the Bible, Proverbs 24:16. The just person falls seven times and rises again. I want you to get that. Proverbs 24:16, the just person falls seven times and rises again. So no matter how many times you fall, you can get up, you can go forward. You could have lost your job or gone through a divorce or going through a relationship problem, an addiction, whatever it is. Maybe you've fallen back into some type of a sin. Well, it's time to get up and be resilient and to bounce back. This virtue that I'm talking about called resilience is the ability to bounce back, to experience resurrection in your life. And remember now, resurrection, I wrote a book called You Can Rise. Resurrection isn't just for the last day, it's for today, it's for now. And many times in life, we have to display that virtue of resilience and bouncing back. And we can bounce back from the challenges of life. We all face challenges. Maybe you've just gone through a divorce or the loss of a loved one you're grieving right now, a health problem, could be going through a broken dream. The dreams that you were striving for haven't come to be. No matter what you're facing, like the great people in the Bible, you can bounce back. And not only you, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I noticed on television there was an advertisement for Hilton Hotels, and they have something called a bounce back weekend. And the whole strategy is about, well, trying to get you into their hotel, and you know, you go get away from your problems and you soak in their jacuzzi, maybe splurge at the spa and get a massage or something like that. You pamper yourself. And that will help you to gain some perspective and then go back to your life and bounce back. It's a bounce back weekend. They even give you a special price for that. Same idea with a Catholic retreat or any Christian retreat. What you do is you get away, you retreat. That doesn't mean going backwards. It just means get away from your life and gain a new perspective. And while you're at the retreat, you spend time praying and listening to talks and getting focused and getting centered on your life and getting a good perspective on your problems. And when you do that, what you can do is when you go back to your life, you can bounce back and be strong because you're focused and centered, not just in your own determination, as I said, but through Christ. And that's the key. You have to get Christ as your foundation. Jesus is your foundation so that you can bounce back. We have a slogan for our retreat center here where I live, Holy Name Retreat Center in Houston, Texas. And the slogan is the place where miracles occur. And I've seen miracles occur in people's lives when they come on retreat because they've bounced back and they don't give up. You see, it's a miracle when a woman who is betrayed by her husband decides to trust again and forgive her husband. That's a miracle. It's a miracle when somebody who's been drinking or is steeped in some type of an addiction comes into recovery. Wow, miracles are happening every day. And it's a miracle when somebody who's overwhelmed with depression decides to face life and to be strong. That's a miracle. And miracles are happening every day. God is working in people's lives, and He's working in your life. See, I believe that through this television program, you can expect a miracle and receive a miracle. And I think being resilient is a wonderful miracle. Paul the Apostle, as I've said before, he made that great statement after all the shipwrecks and the stonings and the betrayals and the hardships and the prison, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He wasn't talking about self-determination. He wasn't talking about being your own person, although determination is important. But it's determination through Christ. It's having Jesus as the foundation of your life. And He infuses this supernatural strength into you. It's amazing. I feel it when I preach. I feel it when I live religious life. I feel it when I pray. I feel it when I get down on my thoughts. There's a great hope and a new flow of thinking that comes through Christ. Well, as I said, many people have struggled in the Bible and have overcome these struggles. And it's the same thing in life. I've come across a number of different stories of people who have been resilient, who have bounced back, people you've heard of. For example, Abraham Lincoln. You may not know this, but for 29 years, he struggled politically. He failed in business in 1831. This is Abraham Lincoln. Defeated for legislature in 32. Second failure in business in 33, suffered a nervous breakdown in 36, defeated for Speaker 38, defeated for Congress 43, defeated for Congress 48, defeated for Senate 55, defeated for Vice President 56, defeated for Senate 58, elected President in 1860. Wow! 29 years of defeats, failures, or nervous breakdowns, and Abraham Lincoln was resilient and became one of the greatest presidents that ever lived. And he had a saying, this is what he said. He said, success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. I love that. So don't let the hardships of life make you stop. Be resilient, bounce back. Your greatest breakthrough might be right around the corner. Michael Jordan, of course, arguably the greatest basketball player that ever lived. You may not know this, but he was cut from his junior high basketball team. But he knew that he had greatness within him, so he kept trying. He knew he had a gift. Eventually, as you know, he became a great Hall of Famer. And when he was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in my hometown, by the way, Springfield, Massachusetts, this is what he said at his induction. Never say never, because limits, like fears, are just an illusion. So don't limit yourself with doubts. Don't say, I can't do it. That's just an illusion. He defied gravity as he flew toward the basketball hoop and slam dunk things. This is a man who wouldn't let limits or so-called limits define him. And it's the same in our life too. Never say never. Your breakthrough might be right around the corner. Steve Jobs, he was fired from his own company. And yet he came back to develop the iPhone, the iPad. He said that getting fired was the best thing that ever could have happened to him because it caused him to be creative. Wow. Can you learn from your defeats, or your so-called setbacks, your mistakes? I think that's the purpose of mistakes. They're not meant to define us. They're meant to refine us. And that's what you have to do. I don't know if you've ever heard of course you've heard of Dr. Seuss, great author, many books. I have one of his books, Oh, the Places That You'll Go. Somebody gave me that book long ago that built hope into my heart, that they were saying to me, Father Cedric, you're going to go a lot of different places because of the way you speak. Well, anyway, his first book, Dr. Seuss's first book, To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was rejected, get this, 27 times before a publisher took a chance on him. And what a chance he took. Dr. Seuss became one of the great authors, great publishers of all time. So I'm simply trying to tell you that, you know, when it comes to life, there's going to be setbacks and there's going to be failures and there's going to be hard times. I want to try to impress upon you, and I'll prove to you that you are a resilient person. And you know how I can prove that to you? If you can walk, you're a resilient person. What do I mean by that? Because when you were an infant, trust me, many times when you first tried to walk, you fell down. And then you fell down again, and you fell down again. But if you know how to walk, it proves to me that you got up. So in order to be able to walk, and most of you can walk, and unless you've been disabled from birth, it proves to me that you're a resilient person. And I'm trying to prove that to you, that you can bounce back. Just your ability to walk displays that. So don't tell yourself, well, I can't do it, or, you know, maybe that's for Steve Jobs and Michael Jordan and people of the Bible, but, you know, that's never going to happen in my life. Well, no, that's not true. We're all the same. We're all human. We're all together in the human race. But the point that I'm really trying to make, that I want to really lay as the foundation, that you can do it through Christ who strengthens you. That's what Paul was proclaiming. That's one of the most powerful verses of the Bible. I was driving down the road the other day and I passed a rehabilitation facility. And as I passed it, I realized, you know what, there's all kinds of people in there working out and using weights and, you know, rehabbing after operations. And you know what that place should be called? It should be called a resilience facility, because that's exactly what people are doing. People that go through operations, people that have been in accidents and gone through hard times, they're spending time exercising, going through rehabilitation. They're bouncing back. You have to take some time every once in a while. I remember I had a knee operation a couple years ago, and right after that knee operation, I couldn't walk. I mean, it was really hard, and I had crutches and everything. But I spent time exercising and rehabilitating, and now I'm better than ever. Lost a lot of weight, strong in every area of my life now. And I didn't just do it going into the gymnasium and going into the rehab facility, going into the places that you work out. I didn't just do it in my own power. I did it through prayer. And as I was doing it, I was praying, Lord, you are my strength. Help me to do this. I want to be strong. I want to be better than ever. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The just person falls seven times and rises again. When I think about people who have bounced back in life and been resilient, I have a real practical example. My own dad. My dad was in the Second World War. He was in the Navy, and a piece of metal flew out and hit him right in the eye. Unfortunately, it seared his pupil shut. He was blind in his right eye for the rest of his life. But I'm really proud of my dad because he became a carpenter with one eye. He didn't allow his adversity and his suffering to drag him down. Rather, he was very resilient, and he bounced back from that. And he became not just a carpenter, he became a master craftsman. I used to work with him. I've seen the work that he's done. His ability to work with his hands, he has a God-given gift. And that always made an impression on me that your sufferings don't have to determine you. You can determine your own way of life by the way and by your positive attitude. My older sister also, she's had to battle cancer. She had half her lung removed. She had half her colon removed. That was 20 years ago. She's still living well, and she runs now. Lost a lot of weight. She's doing great. And I love her attitude. She's such a joyful person. I think also about cancer survivors, and there's many of them, some of you watching this program. You've gone through a very difficult time with chemotherapy, with operations, with stress and hardship, but yet you've bounced back and you've faced these things. You're more than a conqueror. You've been resilient. You're steeped in prayer. One of my friends who used to edit my books has been through breast cancer 3 times, and she has this philosophy to, and she tells people all the time, appreciate your life. Take time out to smell the roses. Savor your life, because you don't know how long that you're going to have it. But I appreciate her determination and her resilience and her ability to bounce back. I'm an avid golfer, and I know the golf world very well. I love to play golf. And, you know, when it comes to golf, it's a very difficult sport. Well, there's a pro golfer on the tour right now. His name is J.B. Holmes. He started getting vertigo on the golf course as he was playing. And they examined him, and they found out that he had a tumor on his brain. Can you imagine having a tumor on your brain? Well, they had to do an operation, and they told him that he may never come back to be a golfer again. And that's understandably so when you have an operation on your brain. Well, after his operation, he stayed determined. He stayed strong. He was very resilient. He bounced back, and not only did he bounce back, he got back on the tour, the professional tour, after his brain operation. And not only that, last year in the year 2015, he won the Shell Houston Open in a playoff against the number one golfer in the world, Jordan Spieth. Wow! That's called bouncing back. That's called being resilient. That's called not letting your problems, your sufferings, your adversities, your hardships, your difficulties to determine you. You know, you can be strong. You can rise above. I've preached many times about the phoenix and how the phoenix will have that nest and it will burn, and the phoenix will turn to ashes. Then out of your ashes, you can rise. And the ashes become the fuel of resurrection, become the fuel of resilience and new life. And as I said, I'm an avid golfer. Love to play golf. It's a great sport. Gets you outside, and it's a lot of fun. And you know, you're playing and trying to determine your own physical ability by how well you do, and it's really fun. But you know, no matter how good you are as a golfer, into every life, a double bogey or a triple bogey will happen. But what separates the good golfers from the bad golfers is this. A bad golfer will get a double bogey or a triple bogey, which is a bad score on a hole. The bad golfer will get that type of a score, and then he'll let it determine the rest of his round. He'll get down and he'll start moping, get depressed. But the good golfer will bounce back. Maybe they'll get a double bogey. You watch golfers on TV, they'll get a double bogey. Then the next hole, they'll get a birdie or an eagle. They'll come right back. They'll say, I know I'm better than this. That was just an arbitrary mistake. And that's the way it is in life too. Maybe you go through a setback or a failure. You can't let that determine who you are. You got to bounce right back. You know, we've all heard the saying, if you get knocked off the horse, then get right back up on it. You know, it's water off a duck's back. You go forward. If one door closes, another door will open. Some of you have been looking for a job or trying to sell your house, and it hasn't been happening. Well, I believe that you're about to experience breakthrough, but what God is looking for you is for a good attitude, saying, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And your trust is being purified. As you trust God in the midst of all these things, see, it's your attitude that's being purified, your attitude that God wants to work on. Jordan Spieth, I just talked about him really quickly. He has been the number one golfer in the world as I'm speaking this right now. He's number two. And, you know, he's always number one, number two, number three, right around there. At age 22 years old, he won 2 majors. And he was about to win his third, the Masters, where on the back nine, he went through kind of a hard time, had many bad holes, and he lost the tournament. It was devastating to him. Well, okay, he got past that. Now he was playing months later in the Colonial Tournament in Fort Worth, Texas. This is after his, quote, collapse at the Masters. So he's playing in Fort Worth, Texas, and he's playing in the final round, and somebody shouted out, and by the way, he was winning the tournament, and somebody shouted out, "Remember the Masters," trying to, kind of a boo bird, trying to upset him. And that actually fired him up. He ended up birdieing the last three holes of the Colonial Tournament, and he won the tournament because he knew that he was better than that accident that happened at the Masters. And what was that? That was resilience. That was bouncing back. See, he's now at age 22, he's already won 8 pro tournaments, and he's going to win many more. And that's always resilient. Everybody has to handle adversity. Everybody has to bounce back. Even if you're young and good-looking and victorious like Jordan Spieth, everybody has their boo birds. Everybody has people coming against them. We do, he did, we all do. But you can't let that determine you. In your heart, you have to be positive, and you have to know that you're better than that. Don't let your mistakes define you. Let them refine you. Learn from your mistakes. I think about, you know, another golf example really quickly, but Colin Montgomery, he's from England. He's a pro golfer. He's now on the senior tour, 50 and older. He played in the United States many times. He was the number one golfer in Europe for years, but he never won in the United States. He was 0 for 69 in victories in the United States. Joins the senior tour, and already in the United States, he's won 3 major tournaments. Now, what is that? That's bouncing back. That's being resilient. That's not giving up. And notice, it was when he became a senior that he won. And I tell people all the time, your best days are ahead of you. The best is yet to come. Don't give up. And that makes me think about what happened to me in typing class. When I was in junior high, you know, we had typing class and everything, and it was one of the most difficult classes I ever took. I had to learn this ability to type. And the way I did it is I was pretty good if I looked at the keys. You know, I could type pretty good and I would keep up with the people all around me because, you know, they rate how fast you are and everything. But then what they did is they covered your hands. They made it so that you couldn't see the typewriter. You couldn't look down. And the teacher made sure that you couldn't look down. And I was lost. I couldn't do it. I would go home and I'd had stomach aches and everything. And I told my mom, I go, "Mom, I can't do this." My mother said, "Cedric, don't quit the course. You know, stay with it. Stay with it." And finally, it took me a while. I was slower than everybody else in learning. But once I got it, I became, I think I was the second fastest person in the class. And I got an A. I went from a C minus to an A, but it just took me a little while. And I'm thinking about Colin Montgomery. It took him a while, but he became the best as he got a little bit older. And sometimes things, you may not progress as fast as everybody else, but you will progress even higher than everybody else at your own speed, at your own pace. And I'm so glad that I didn't quit that typing class, that I kept rebounding, because now I use typing on the computer all the time. And I've written 20 different books, and I wrote it on the computer using typing. And if I hadn't learned that, I would have been lost. So what I'm saying is that resilience is so important. I've given you example after example after example. It's important to bounce back. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. A couple really quick keys here, but just a couple sayings. I've said this before. If you, first you don't succeed, try again. We've all heard that. If you fall off the horse, get right back up on it. Don't let defeat get a foothold on you. When one door closes, another one will open up. I like to say to myself, it's water off a duck's back. In other words, don't dwell on the mistakes. And don't let it get to you. I always tell myself, it's a piece of cake. I can do this whenever I face a challenge or a hardship. That's how I see. You got to talk to yourself in a positive manner. Viktor Frankl, you've all heard of him, a Jewish psychologist, Nazi concentration camp. He noticed that there were two types of people, people that gave up and people that had hope. And the people that had hope were the ones that endured. Some people committed suicide because they didn't have hope. But the ones that were positive And they pictured themselves with their family after the war, and they stayed hopeful. Those are the ones that endured. And it's the same way in life. You have a choice, basically, positive or negative. You can be resilient. You can bounce back. If you've gone through a major setback, a major defeat, I want you to know that breakthrough is right around the corner. So stay positive, go forward, and don't let the poison, the negativity get into you. I love what Paul the Apostle did one time. He was bitten by a snake on the island of Malta, and he shook it off. They all thought he was going to die, but he lived. Through the supernatural grace of God, the poison did not get into him. He shook it off. Same way in your life. Through the supernatural grace of God, don't let the poison, the negativity get into you. Shake the stuff off and go forward. And that was Jesus' advice to his missionaries. Shake it off, go forward, be resilient, bounce back. I want you to know that you don't have to give up, of course. The just person falls 7 times and they rise again. And that's you and me. You can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't just live. Live with passion. I hope you like my teaching about bouncing back and being resilient. And I want you to know that one of my goals as a Catholic priest is to help people to be the best they can be. And the only way you can do that is really by having a relationship with God. I got a couple letters. One from a woman named Donna said that she was flipping through the television programs and she found my program, and now she's entered the Catholic faith and she loves my programs and falls asleep listening to some of my teachings. And I got another letter from another woman, and she said that she found my program and because of my uplifting message, she came back to church and she realizes that she's not an island unto herself, but part of a continent, that she has to share Christ with others. So it touches my heart that people are going back to church. And what that tells me is that they're seeking a deeper relationship with Christ and they want to get involved in the community. And that's what my programs are all about. That's resilience. That's bouncing back. That's not being an island unto yourself, but part of a continent. I have a couple books to help you with resources to help you to bounce back and to be strong. One of my books is called Rise. And my other book is called Challenges Make Champions. Whenever you purchase any of my resources, whether it be the DVD of this program or any books, it supports my ministry. So thank you in advance, and thank you to all my partners and benefactors who are supporting my ministry by their generous donations. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.